On November 12, 2016, Pittsburgh Youth Media High School reporters Matthew Miramontes, Zoe Vongtow, and Sienna Rodriguez appeared on the Saturday Light Brigade public radio program hosted by Larry Berger for a live, on-air discussion about Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. Also joining them were two actors who have portrayed the character Scout: Oscar-nominated actress Mary Badham, who played Scout in the 1962 film, and sixth grader Grace Wenzel, who was cast as Scout in the Prime Stage Theater Company's fall 2016 production of To Kill a Mockingbird. Hear the full discussion at neighborhoodvoices.org/mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird, I think it's a book for everyone. It talks about so many serious issues with social classes, gender roles, and colorism with race and everything.
I'm still on the road. I go to high schools, colleges, universities, book clubs, libraries, talking about this book and the film and its importance to what's going on today. It's filled with all of life's lessons that we still haven't learned yet.
The courtroom scenes, those are my favorite, not just the acting, but also the message that's behind it as well.
I love when me and Atticus are on the porch and he's saying, well, if you climb into skin and walk around in it, then you'll really understand. And I think that's a really important moment in the book and the play.
There was a lot of stress from Atticus, and he was always stressing to the kids to try to empathize with others and put themselves in their predicament. The best example of that in the book was Calpurnia. You know, she watched herself around other colored folk, and she wanted to make sure, like, not to offend them by speaking proper, because she did read and she did write.
Her split between talking uppity and her regular talk with people at her church, I think I analyze that as necessary even today and then before, because not only are you considered uppity by your peers, it's also a matter of feeling safe and being taken seriously, because I struggle with the same thing. If I'm with my brother or my mom, I'm not going to talk the same way that I do with my AP English teacher, and it's just necessary all the time. I think when used by Black kids, the N-word, it's a form of taking it back from the way that it was used before.
I don't use the word just because of my personal bias against the word. I know with hip-hop culture, just the music that influences us, Black people are trying to take that word back, and they're trying not to make it a word that when, you know, we associate with it, it's not a word of oppression anymore. Racism hasn't gone away. And police brutality and stuff like that hasn't gone away. It's just now we have the technology to capture it all.
Because in those days and time, women and people of color were to be seen but not heard. Yeah. They had no voice. It was a white man's world. If you see a person of color being abused by friends, say something. Scout did. She backed down that whole mob of people with words. To me, there's two banners that I wave. One is, ignorance is the root of all evil. Would you agree with that? And then education is the key to freedom. The more educated we become as a country, the better off we're going to be. And we need to share with one another. And when you get to know someone and you go to church with them and you go to synagogue, you go to mosque with them, you learn about their cultures. If you get an invitation to go to someone's home for dinner or to come for the weekend or whatever and participate in some sort of event, a birthday or whatever, please go. Share yourself and share of that family. Learn that people are people. We need to love one another as individuals.